29A. You got 5 minutes, and then I escort you back out of the cell block. Visitor!
Sergio. Ronnie!
5 minutes. Remember.
Oh, honey. Not too cozy, is it?
Well, actually, it's just like my bedroom at home. Now that my bedroom's in the bunker.
Are you sleeping okay?
No. Not at all. Not at all. But there'll be lots of time for that if the verdict comes back guilty.
Nobody in their right mind would believe you were a traitor.
She's right. Treason is a crime of intent.
What the hell?
Durga? Is that you?
Now new and improved.
Ronnie, you're getting spooky again.
Durga is a gigantically powerful ex-military rogue AI.
Coming through your chatter.
My chatter?
Little bottle, big genie. I'm the one that got Ronnie into this mess.
No, I got myself in this mess.
Well, you sure as hell better be getting her out.
Sarah John, unless you want your name changed to Trixie D. Light on every government form for the rest of your life, I advise you to hush up and be polite.
As a matter of fact, I am going to get her out. At least I think so.
I wondered if you were pulling some strings when they moved me from the military jail to a civilian one.
I wanted to tell you, but they shut your chatter down.
Were you the one who sent me the note telling me where Ronnie was?
Standish is under full investigation for the cover-up at Chawla and the attempted murder of Colonel Herzog.
Attempted? But they said on the news he was dead.
But that was before I heard him call you.
Called me? Durga, I haven't talked to Herzog since I was in Kentucky.
Uh-oh. Access. All right. I found police records of the aftermath of the crash.
Standish made Herzog's car crash?
DRT, it says. Driver killed on impact. But I heard him.
But could Herzog have faked the police reports? He's very clever.
No. I think something else was faked.
But even if it was faked, we never would have been able to turn off the artifact if it wasn't for... Oh, let's not talk about this now.
But...
Sarah John has aided and abetted me all my life. But this is not the time.
Ronnie, I would do anything you asked me to.
Of course you would. But not this time.
I cannot believe all this stuff was happening. You didn't tell me?
After the guy on the roof, are you crazy? Someone would have come to kill you.
Look, they sent one of those guys out to Kentucky, and Jason will probably pick him off the roof with a deer rifle.
Probably.
Oh, Ronnie, this is horrible.